Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we're joined by Harry Lyles Jr. from SB Nation, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. It's Baskin and Phelps with Les Levine. Harry, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. I mean, you have some great stuff on Colin Sexton if you go to SB Nation. First of all, it was just worth it just to see your tweet, because that was the first time I saw the video where he's staring down the kid who's staring down him at the free throw line. And I'll tell you, man, if that doesn't make you want to have this kid on your team, I don't know what does. Now, it doesn't say anything about offense, defense, or being able to understand the NBA, but I think it tells you a lot about the makeup of this kid. What are your thoughts?
Totally. I feel the same way. And honestly, you know, in this NBA world where, you know, kids are being drafted at 18, 19, and 20 years old on a regular basis now, you know, you want to see that out of these kids that you're drafting, you know, a kid that doesn't have any fear because he's about to be vaulted into this gigantic stage. And, you know, he's fearless. And that's going to be a really good thing for the Cavaliers moving forward, you know, whether or not LeBron James actually stays or not this summer.
Harry, what is fearless? Going to the basket, taking the big shot, winning the game at the end. Again, Andy mentioned not too much about his shooting ability, anything like that, but we do hear how fearless and tough he is.
He's willing to take a game over when things are not going his way. I'm not going to even say not going his way. I would say that, you know, he was on an Alabama team that was good, not great this year, but if you go back and watch the SEC tournament from this past year and you watch any of those Alabama games, they're some of the most entertaining basketball you're going to see. Not necessarily because they were a great team or they were pitted against great teams, but because you could see in the middle of game where Colin Sexton said, all right, I'm tired of this, give me the basketball. And that's what you want out of a point guard. And while his shooting is perhaps not the best right now, something that can be worked on. I mean, we've seen point guards in the past, you know, be drive first guards, but also, you know, end up becoming 3-point shooters. So I think he's a good young piece that the Cavaliers can work with. And while there's a lot of picks there that it's probably just wasn't going to be a popular pick outside of Michael Porter Jr., I think he's one that Cavaliers fans should definitely give a chance for because he could end up being a great player.
All right, Harry, take me down both roads here, especially based on your story the other day. The headline was Colin Sexton is the player the Cavaliers needed, whether LeBron James stays or leaves. Give me both roads. Give me the LeBron stays road and then LeBron leaves road.
Okay, let's go LeBron stays first. If LeBron James stays, Colin Sexton, first off, the Cavaliers, as you all well know, were not exactly powerful at point guard last year as opposed to when number 23 was handling the rock. LeBron is at an age now where he's still the best player on the planet. I don't think anybody would argue that. He hasn't showed any signs of slowing down. So as the Cavaliers stand right now, like, if LeBron James stays, they're fine. Colin Sexton is a young, confident piece with a lot of talent. He's very explosive, a twitchy guard who can learn a lot from a guy like LeBron James. And if, you know, the Cavaliers were to bring in some, you know, actual talented pieces, you know, aside from LeBron, Colin Sexton could succeed immediately. You know, we saw some great rookie seasons this year out of Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Ben Simmons, and it just kind of goes to show that, you know, these kids coming into the league are a lot more talented at a young age than they usually, you know, used to be. So you put somebody like LeBron next to Colin Sexton and who else knows what kind of veteran pieces they could get in free agency. It's not like, you know, Sexton is going to be afraid to play with these guys. Like, he goes out there and he is a killer. Like, he is going out there and he's going to try to make you look bad, and they're going to win games in the process. Now, worst case scenario, LeBron James leaves. You're left with a 19-year-old kid who has a ton of confidence, and honestly, you know, that he becomes the future cornerstone of that franchise, at least in the time being, because what other young player do you have on the roster where you're like, okay, it's his team now? So if you're going to leave that in somebody's hands, I would personally prefer to leave that in Colin Sexton's hands, only because he actually believes that, one, he could become a franchise player, and two, he's not afraid of doing that at 19 years old, which the Cavaliers have obviously done in the past with a guy like LeBron James.
Some of this sounds a lot like a player like Avery Johnson, his coach at Alabama. How much of Avery is in him?
I think there's got to be a lot of Avery in him. And I think that's, you know, one thing, probably one reason why he went to Alabama is that, you know, when you've got these former NBA players and you have a guy like Avery Johnson who's won an NBA championship before, you know, that's a big selling point. And Avery is a fiery guy, and clearly, you know, Colin is one too. So it's like a perfect match. And you know, there's definitely some things that Avery could help Colin with in preparation for the NBA game that perhaps other coaches might not be able to.
Harry, what do you think the biggest transition is going to be for him when he hits the league next year? I mean, we all know there's that rookie learning curve, but I mean, what does he need to work on here in the offseason?
I think it's going to be kind of a strange mix because one of his strengths is actually getting to the basket and getting into the teeth of defenses. And there's a big difference between, you know, playing SEC basketball where sometimes the biggest guy on the floor is like 6'8". And then when you get to the NBA and you've got guys that are 6'8", you know, playing point guard, and a lot of these guys on the floor that are even like 7 feet tall could guard 1 through 5. So I think kind of adjusting and being able to pick out his spots in the NBA game is going to be a little bit challenging, but I think it's something that he's going to be able to adjust to because he's that athletic.
You gave the ups and downs of LeBron James being here and not being here. What do you have a thought on what LeBron is going to do?
That's a tough one, and I think it's kind of something that I think everybody wants to think that they have figured out based on whatever they think his motives are going to be. I think, and I always go back to this when, you know, I talk about LeBron's decision this upcoming summer, is that while Cleveland's probably not his best choice only because there's not a ton for them to deal with and bring in other pieces, I think LeBron has more to lose if he were to leave Cleveland than if he were to stay. And I say that only because if he stayed in Cleveland and never won another championship, I don't think anybody's going to shoot him for that. I don't, like, because we're at a point now where we can just enjoy LeBron James basketball and not really worry about his legacy, right? Like, I think we can all agree that at the very, very worst, he is in the conversation to be the best player of all time with, you know, Michael Jordan. And that's a pretty damn good place to be. Now, let's say he does leave Cleveland, then the narrative becomes, okay, you know, everybody's going to say he's ring chasing, which, you know, is probably true. And that's also fine. But if he goes ring chasing and doesn't win another championship, I think that hurts him more than if he were to just stay in Cleveland and not win another one. And I also don't think he necessarily hates being in Cleveland. So that's kind of where I stand on that.
Today, and it's just weird because every day it seems a little bit different. But today it seems like the Lakers still have to get the pieces together. And it, you know, it doesn't sound like things seem to be coming together as easy as they maybe perceive they would be. Just your thoughts on that?
Los Angeles, that's a mixed bag for me. Like, I feel like they have some, you know, good young pieces there, and I think LeBron could really help them kind of turn the corner. And then, you know, something else too that a lot of people are kind of overlooking here is Luke Walton. Like, I don't like being the person, and I'm not this person, that likes to say, like, you know, LeBron is actually the coach and all this kind of stuff like that. But you kind of got to wonder, like, you know, Luke Walton, good coach. I think we all can agree on that. But how much, like, would LeBron want to listen to a guy like Luke Walton? I mean, like, they played basketball at the same time, and, you know, it's not like Luke Walton could hold LeBron's water, like, in terms of, like, playing. I think Los Angeles makes sense, but to me, I something just seems off about it. It doesn't seem like it's good enough for him to say, like, yeah, let's go ahead and go do this, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the consensus, at least the past couple of days. Andy, would you agree in this town
it
seems
feels
that
like,
way?
You know, the Paul George story that came out earlier today about maybe not being 100% all on board with maybe going to the Lakers and wanting to stay, and then, you know, I just, in the beginning, it just felt like he was leaving, and now every day it's like this up and down way. And you tell me here. I mean, I think LeBron likes the fact that there's drama around him. I think he likes the fact that, you know, people are talking about him because it's good for his brand. I mean, let's be honest. But at the end of the day, I think it comes down to Lakers or Cavs, and do you want to pick up your option or not, or do you just want to sign the big deal and stay in Cleveland as long as you can? The closer we get to Friday, the more it feels like that.
Yeah, and I think, too, and you mentioned Paul George, I don't think anybody – first off, nobody knows how LeBron James feels, but I think the bigger part of that is I don't think anybody's prepared for what's about to happen. And when I say that, I mean that there's going to be no moves made until LeBron makes his move, you know?
Yeah, and, LeBron and he can't make the move until the other guys
Which is different than when he went to Miami because he was the last move, not the first.
Yes and no, because I think within that, and I can't remember who wrote the piece, but there was a meeting between all of those free agents. So they kind of were scheming behind the scenes, like, all right, like, what's this going to look like?
How should we drop
and
this?
And there is a lot of that that goes on. I mean, you know, just because first off, in today's NBA, like, all these guys are friends for the most part anyways.
Right.
So there's so many factors that go into this and so many things. Like, for media today, like, obviously there's tons of leaks and just everywhere, even, like, outside of sports. But there's only so much information that you're going to be able to get from these guys to where, like, we can piece this thing together. Like, there could be some unforeseen circumstance that none of us see coming, for all we know.
True.
You touched on something, and I don't know if you meant to do it, but you said all these guys are friends and all that. You would think stacking teams would be more often if that were the case, and it's surprising that it isn't.
I think so, but I think in other circumstances, like, some of these guys know, like, and this is also different, and you have to factor in the Golden State thing as well, because, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to even take, you know, three All-Stars from any other team and put together a team that's going to beat the Warriors. So there's also that. So I think there's also other guys that know, like, I might as well get this check because, you know, I'm sure there are, like, you know, quote-unquote super teams that have been discussed between other players, and they kind of look at that and they're like, okay, do we want to take these pay cuts and not beat the Warriors, or do we want to go get paid and be superstars on our individual teams? I think that's also very much a thing.
Harry, we'll make sure we reach on SB Nation. Great Twitter follow, too, so make sure you follow Harry Lyles Jr. on Twitter as well. SB Nation is the place where you can find him. We appreciate your time today. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Harry.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Harry. And, of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.